In our age of distraction, focus on the COVID-19 global pandemic has predictably waned. But every day, thousands of families around the world face the unbearable loss of a loved one to the global pandemic. And hundreds of millions live in fear, whether covered in the news or not. Just this week, a number of countries which had been doing relatively well in recent months have recorded worrying infection rates, including Spain and Germany, although nowhere near the per capita numbers we're seeing in parts of the U.S. Italy, where over 3,000 people just volunteered for human trials of a domestic COVID vaccine, was first to feel the ravages of the pandemic in Europe and now seems to be stable. For an update, I am happy to turn once again to Elisa Di Benedetto, co-managing director of the International Association of Religion Journalists. Elisa, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for your kind invitation.
You live in the part of Italy that was the hardest hit at the start of the pandemic. What has life been like in recent weeks?
Well, now that the situation is better, people are more optimistic. But anyway, there is an awareness that the picture can change at any moment. And especially now that many people are on holiday and, they're moving, they're traveling to different regions, to the seaside, the mountains. And there are some fears because of that, especially because there was an increase in the number of cases.
Are tourists allowed to come now, and are you free to travel once again?
We are free to travel inside Italy, but there are some restrictions for people coming from other countries. People from those countries, they can't come to Italy, for example, Brazil, also other countries in Europe. And since yesterday, there is a mandatory test for people traveling from Spain, Malta, Croatia, and Greece. This is a new rule since yesterday. Italians are going on holiday, for example, to the seaside. And that's where we had new cases over the past few weeks. So, because people are gathering, they're going to the beach. And next weekend is going to be critical because of the 15th of August. It's holiday here, so they expect more people to travel. And also there might be, they're already talking about some more restrictions for the weekend.
I'm curious how Italians view the situation here in America. Is there a lot of discussion about how we've been handling the pandemic versus how most of Europe has responded?
Well, there is a discussion about that. And many people are surprised because the feeling is that there were not as many restrictions as we had here, for example, and that's surprising also because of the news we read and we hear from the US. So some people that they can't believe how the way it was handled, especially after seeing what happened in Europe. There is a discussion, yes.
Yeah. I understand that, and and you're being very kind as you describe that. Elisa, how do these long-term changes impact the ability of journalists to do their work?
Well, there were many changes in the work of journalists, and I believe not only in Italy. I see now journalists all over the world are facing new challenges. They have been facing changes in the way they work for different reasons. Journalists themselves, they had to cope with the restrictions. And so there was this health issue. And then also we have to be very careful because of misinformation. And covering COVID now means to cover many different topics. I'm in touch with many journalists from many different regions in the world, and I can feel that, you know, we have new skills now because of this situation, but also there is still some, we don't really know what is going to happen. Also for our work, there are journalists who lost their job because of that, for example, and journalists who had to find new tools to report on COVID. The situation is evolving in our work too, I believe.
Have you seen governments use the crisis as a cover to restrict media freedom?
We heard of cases of this situation from several regions in the world. And I believe there were some in Italy too, maybe not to the same extent. And also this situation is being politically used or misused in some cases. For example, here there is a politically motivated anti-mask contingent. And also the Italian government has been accused of importing infected immigrants and creating new clusters. This is a big issue now, the link they want to show between migration and the growing cases of COVID. This is being used by politicians now. Another big issue is the economic impact, the fear for the future. And I believe covering these issues puts journalists in a very sensitive position. It's not easy to cover this issue.
It just seems new reports are emerging of assaults on journalistic freedom and on journalists themselves in a shocking number of countries. Is it too strong a statement to say that the relationship between the public and the press is in crisis?
I think we can say that, but maybe it's because at this time, maybe we are seeing a change in the relation between the people and the press. And I believe the press now is becoming more and more important, especially now, because we can read information anywhere nowadays. And in this situation, I believe journalism is extremely important. Accurate journalism and also reliable journalism is extremely important because the situation we are living in now is strictly connected with health. I believe journalism maybe is changing and maybe there is a crisis, but I believe that we are already seeing that the role of journalism is extremely important.
In saying that you see change happening, what are some of the most visible changes that you see happening in your work?
I see there is a growing attention to the work of journalists. And people need information now, so they are referring to journalists to get the information they need. And also, I believe due to the amount of information we have, and sometimes they are contrasting information, people need to know that journalists are doing their job, and their job is not just reporting in this case what is happening and everyday's life, but also what the governments are doing and the updates we have. I think people are now aware of the role of journalists in the society. They need some real information, and they need to know that while there is a crisis from a economical point of view, from a political point of view in some countries, and health is being threatened. So they need to know that there are people out there working every day to provide the information they need.
I know the IARJ is about to launch an important new series, Dialogues on Religion and Journalism. Talk about what that's all about, if you would.
Yes, we are launching this new series where we're going to bring together journalists from different regions, and they will share their stories and also the challenges they face in reporting these stories. We will have dialogues from Asia, the Middle East and North Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, Latin America, North America, Northern and Central Europe, and Southern Europe and the Mediterranean. And journalists from these regions, they will discuss about the stories they're covering and the challenges. We believe that this is important to show that journalists all over the world are facing challenges now. And also, we aim to showcase the breadth and expertise of the International Association of Religion Journalism Resources in understanding the impact on this pandemic across different belief systems and regions in the world. It's also to show that we are working globally, and there are many similar challenges journalists are facing, but also there are many different angles to report on the pandemic now.
How can listeners follow the work of the association, and are there ways to directly support that work?
If you want to follow our work, there is the IARJ website, which is diarj.org. And there you can also find details about this new series. We will hold the first event next Tuesday, and it will also for journalists from Asia. People who want to support our work, they can donate, of course, but also to share our news and the work we are doing. That's also very helpful.
Alisa Di Benedetto is co-managing director of the International Association of Religion Journalists. She spoke to us from Italy. Alisa, thank you so much for being with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. And stay safe.